Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy in here with you tonight. Glad to have you aboard. Praise Yahweh, the Shepherd's Call. Call a friend and tell them we're on the air tonight with part four of the mysterious Hollow Earth adventures that we've been talking about for the last 3 weeks. We're going to continue part four with a lot of interest shown in these areas. You say, but Buddy, it's just science fiction. Well, let me ask you a question that begs an answer. If we look at some of the facts, and we're going to discuss again some of the facts tonight of the truth and reality that there is possible scientific proof of a hollow earth, then we're going to ask some questions that beg these answers. And the first question right off the bat that I want to put forth to you is the fresh water icebergs. Where do they come from? I mean, if these icebergs are formed in oceanic salty water, why are they fresh? From what fresh water source do these icebergs come from? That begs an answer. Because science, man, our government just will not answer that question. Is it beyond their knowledge? I doubt it. Is it beyond their scientific reach to investigate? Most certainly not. Have they? Well, if they are, they're not talking about it. You know, when Admiral Byrd, we talked about him in part one and two, and some of our referrals that he did make entrance into what is known as the Hollow Earth. And we know a vast underground tunnel networks and the possibility that our government is feverishly working in secret underground bases along with, reportedly, maybe aliens from extraterrestrial origin, or perhaps that they come from one of the theories, the Hollow Earth. Maybe they're not from somewhere out there. Maybe they are from here, right upon the Earth. Now, question number two. Why does one find tropical seeds, plants, and trees floating in the fresh water of the icebergs? It's just like something is emerging from a freshwater source, and that's come from inside the earth, ladies and gentlemen. It has to. And the fact, scientifically, that the earth does not weigh the amount to have a solid core like science has tried to make us believe. Well, you know, at one time, science tried to tell us that the solar system evolved around the Earth, and men were killed in opposition to that theory, but it was later proved by scientific reckoning that that was incorrect. So man and science, in its beleaguered assault against reality, that is, facing reality, these questions beg an answer. Why is it warmer at the poles than 6 to 1,000 miles distance away from the poles. Why do animals migrate? Now, we covered all those questions, but still yet, we want to beg an answer. I want you to think about those things. Where in the world does this freshwater source of these icebergs that are floating in an oceanic salty water substance? I mean, if they were formed by the oceans, then they would be out of salt water, and the content is fresh, drinkable. Matter of fact, Saudi Arabia towed, they bore into a gigantic iceberg and towed it all the way to Saudi Arabia and melted it down for fresh water. You can't do that with oceanic water without desalting. The process of desalting the icebergs, if there were oceanic, they're not out of ocean salty water substance. So therefore, where does this fresh water come from? The only logical explanation is it comes from inside the hollow earth. Now, why is it that if the earth is not hollow and warm inside the earth at the poles, then why does colored pollen color the earth for thousands of miles in these areas that we've discussed? Again, this pollen doesn't come from southern trade winds that blow across the Arctic. It just don't happen. It has to come, again, from an inside interior source, along with the fresh water source where the icebergs are formed as they gradually, the fresh water coming from the interior of the earth goes in a flows southerly in directions to a colder climate where they freeze, and large chunks of this fresh water are frozen and they become freshwater icebergs. Why does the north wind in the Arctic get warmer as one sails north beyond the 70 degree latitude? Again, why is it that the earth is flattened at the poles, both north and south? These are things that we need to explore. We need to have some answers by our scientific community, which is quite capable of finding these mysteries out and answering them to the satisfaction of a demanding public. But do they already know it? Has someone already discovered that the earth is hollow? Do the residents within the hollow earth, as well as the ruling elite of the Illuminati, those who are in control? You say, well, Pastor Buddy, no one's in control of our future. Well, the Bible would say otherwise. The Bible indicates somebody's inside the earth because it speaks about in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. So what's so strange about that when the Bible has told us all along that someone lives within the interior of the earth? It's so alien to us to think, after so much placing our minds within the framework of a boxed conditioning, to say that the earth is a solid sphere and it's completely round, it's not flat at the poles, and yet when we have the pictures of our earth, as well as some of the other planets, and the speculation is by some of these scientists, and we're talking about people with PhDs, this is not just some kind of a freakish theory that we could advance to your mind to provoke you to think about some of the great mysteries that are not only in the heavens, on earth, but under the earth. There's so many yet unrevealed mysteries even in the Mayan legends, which actually provoked me to come into the four-hour series that I've done on the Hollow Earth, is to make these extraordinary discoveries in other parts of the world where we have entrances that suggest that there is great tunnel networks, and the Mayans, who actually disappeared several hundred years ago, a large contingent of them went somewhere. Where'd they go? Where did they just disappear to? Did they disappear, as some of the speculation would have us to believe, into the interior of the earth? Did they come from the interior of the earth? Did their science, did it come from the interior? Are the old ancients living inside the earth? And those who are punished, like I said, in the theory that they were turned out of the inner earth to live on the surface of the earth, to shorten their life and to become actually pagan, superstitious, fearful, and controlled by unknown forces of those who have taught us war, famine, pestilence, where we're living in a unnatural environment that is harsh and unforgiving, and that we have lifetime restrictions down to mostly less than 100 years of age. Something's wrong when man had the initial beginning of eternal bodies to be subjected to the horror of this external dimension, where we now are bombarded daily with cosmic rays of deadly forms of radiation that causes our cells to literally die and abandon our souls in a cosmic whirl out of sync with the Father's purposeful biblical intentions. Somebody has messed or monkeyed or toyed, or as we say, the proverbial monkey wrench has been thrown in to the process of our DNA. Well, if you've ever read the Enochian chain knowledge, it reveals in that Enochian chain knowledge that the mother tongue was a language of light. Now, what about a language of light? Known to the ancients as Hebrew, it is the primal seed language introduced at the beginning of this time cycle, and modern research confirms that the most ancient Hebrew language to be a natural language and the alphabetic nature language forms emerging from the phosphorine flare patterns of the brain, that it is coded for light signal receptors, and that someone has actually thrown that monkey wrench into our pattern of expression and reduced our knowledgeable intake to less than two-thirds of its capacity. We only operate on 10% of the storage area or pattern reflecting imagery of light transference to bring in knowledge. Adam was not trained. He had the natural instincts of knowing everything there is to know that man now is in pursuit of, and a relentless ever learning but never coming to the natural waveform of the genetic, as we're tied to this physical world void of a harmonic language or a harmonic balance of the genetics where we're denied two-thirds access to the brain or to the mind or to the spiritual being. And so we're operated in a capacity far below our potential because we've been taken out of the path of light and given the path of darkness, which leadeth to destruction or to control, and I believe the latter, and the purpose of the latter given to control is to destroy, if you will, the sons of light. For the ancient texts declare, said, if you would speak with the gods, you must first learn the language of the gods. The DNA, the ancient tree of life that is described in the Bible, is now coming to be viewed as a live, vibrating structure rather than a fixed tape recording of a tracking device for the brain to be duped into stupidity or operating far below its potential to keep us dumbed down. Something deliberately has caused us to malfunction in the wavelength patterns of our brain for that we can atomically, if you will, weigh ourselves in the balance and come up finding ourselves wanting, which is what the Bible exactly says that man would seek out the tracks of many inventions, and therefore that we would become victims of knowledge of evil rather than the knowledge of the good. Remember, it was a tree of good and evil that caused man to start pursuing knowledge when he had all the knowledge before him that he ever needed to be complete and whole, and something took away that to give us a part. And we've been deceived into thinking that we are of the whole when we're only part of the equation, meaning that we have been dumbed down deliberately and now controlled by surface forces that condition the mind to think in certain wave patterns far below the wave pattern capabilities of this nuclear device within us called the brain. It actually operates on transforming or producing in its little nuclear reactor these wavelengths that is tied to a DNA code of language where the confusion of our minds or our brains have been actually disconnected, if you will, from its original divine purpose of to serve the Creator as living gods or living Elohim, equal or compared to, is not robbery to be equal with him, that we've been taken away from our original, initial purpose and the intention of our Creator. Now, again, let me say this. The Bible says expressively that we're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, what gave us the lack when we were of the whole? Was not man made upright? Was not man given the whole capacity capable of knowing the mind of our Creator? Were we not made in His image? Who brought us down to the image of the Satan or the Luciferic wisdom of deception, war, slavery, poverty, misery, sickness, disease, heartache, cares, tears, misfortunes, wars, manging, savage, beast-like mentalities? Who gave us this when we were originally made upright? The Bible said man was made upright, but he sought out many evil inventions. And in Genesis chapter 6, we're told that the gods came down and assisted us in black magic, the art of turning away from our initial purpose teaches us war, envy, hate, despite, unnatural affection, the things that were alien and contrary, now that we have got into the mode of the negative receptors, using only one-third of our capacity of light transference language to display or reveal the true purpose of the Creator. Something has blinded or hidden all these things from our futuristic views of the eternal kingdom within us. Therefore, I believe that which is without is within, and that which is within is without. That which should be within is out, and that which is out should be within. We have been turned inside out or upside down. Our very foundation of coded genetic transference to Creator ability or stability has been taken away deliberately by those who seek to control and to rule and keep us in ignorance. You know, the Bible says that blindness in part has happened to the sons of Elohim. Now, if this blindness is an ignorance or a hiding of the secret code or the complete revelation of those things which we should know that have been taken away from our coded light transference energies of expression. You see, the languages that we have to display meanings, purpose, and symbols have been changed into what we know as language disharmony. We stutter, we mutter, we peep, and we try to familiarize ourselves. We go to school to learn expressions of words because we think that words have meaning and words have expression and words have power. And yet Christ, the eternal, supreme, came and taught in parables of simplistic rather than sophisticated signals of knowledge that would turn us away from the simplistic views of the things that are hid from the wise and the deceitful and revealed to the babes in the kingdom principles. So if you want to be wise, seek the things that are simple. For God hid the simplistic knowledge and the light transference for the soul instruction in the simplistic parables like the mustard seed, and compared it to the kingdom of heaven. So if we can take a simple seed, a thought, and turn it in from the minutest part and enlarge it to fill the whole earth, because the Bible says that the little stone that was hewed out of the mountain, it actually began to grow. And this is kingdom principle precepts of light transference for the souls of those who can see rather than those who are told that they see in the luciferic or the phosphorus knowledge of evil rather than the simplistic knowledge of good, for Christ chose the foolish things to confound the wise. Is there a hollow earth? Is someone living inside? Is the government purposely hiding these revelations? Are we not alone? Is there technology that far superior to that which is primitive on the surface of the earth, where we find and pride ourselves in shooting ourselves into the stars and being hurled around in space in little metal objects? And we are listening to the stars as they speak a quasaric language of light transference, where everything is being controlled in electronic frequencies and the mind is daily bombarded with the conditioning aspects of slavery instead of freedom? Can you or will you willing to withdraw? And the Bible said to present yourself a living sacrifice. Are you willing to make that choice and to come back to the old path, the simplistics where the mind of Christ rests in the hidden, low, base things. And the world strives for mastery, for intelligence, knowledge of evil. Because most knowledge, even where it was in the patterns of being good, whether it be for fossil fuel, for the creature comforts of man, and I'm quite sure that we wouldn't have to be paying through the nose for a gallon of gasoline when we have the technology and energy to run on H2O or just pure water in our automobiles, or maybe that we don't even need surface vehicles, that we have the science of making and manufacturing vehicles that are lighter than air or to defy gravity to become airborne and to effortlessly move with little nuclear energy reactors that are perpetual motion energy machines. Our houses that are being heated with fossil fuels and with electricity that's been captured and strung across our land in ugly wires above ground, hauling electricity into our municipal systems where that these co-ops and combines can charge you an arm and a leg for services rendered to you, that you've become a slave to these co-ops of energy producing facilities like electricity and like diesel fuels and gasoline to run our modern machinery to turn out or to churn out weapons of mass destruction, etc., etc., etc. Are we being fooled? Are we being duped? Are the bases, for instance, I'll give you a base in particular. Let me mention this base to you. This base has been going on since 1903. This base was established 46 miles out of Washington, D.C., the federal district. 46 miles from that district, large tunnel networks are connected to a base underground. A city within itself, and I am most certain that in this granite condition, it started out as a nuclear shelter and things of this nature for the government of Washington, D.C., to be transferred to this granite tomb to carry on activities in case of an all-out nuclear exchange between nations, that they would survive in a control center. And these cities are connected with tunnel systems that run throughout the earth, not only the United States. We have what is known as nuclear submarine exploration off the coast, the west coast of California and Oregon, where there is large, just actually floating continents where submarines have gone hundreds of miles inland underwater and in these caves and things, even to explore to depths of unthinkable fathoms of depth, where that they are investigating these connecting tunnels that go into the center of the earth. Now, let me give you some dimensional facts here. If you look at the opening of the poles, it is reported to be that these openings will be approximately 1,400 miles at north and south. With the crust on each side of this 1,400 miles being 800 miles crust, 400 miles to 400 miles from the diameter to the center of the point of gravity, where we have what is known as the theory of the spinning masses of the planets that would hollow themselves out naturally. And yet we're told that the Earth is a solid sphere and that its molten core is red hot. And that doesn't have any scientific science to give us that conclusion. All of the evidence points contrary to that evidence. We're being told that there is a solid earth that we live on, and yet all the evidence would say otherwise. Where are we at here? Why are we being told these things? Why is the earth flattened at the poles? Why have the poles never been reached? Why is the sun invisible so long in winter near the farthest points north or south? What causes what we know as the northern lights? It'd have to be an interior reflection of light from the interior of the earth. Where are the icebergs formed and how? What produces the many tidal waves in the Arctic? Where's the energy coming from? Why do meteors fall more frequently near the poles? And from where do they come? What causes the great ice pressure in the Arctic Ocean during still tide and calm weather? All these things beg the answer for those who would seek to know the mysterious earth that we live on. And many books have been written on the subject, ladies and gentlemen, by men with PhDs. And that they are presenting scientific evidence that begs the answers from those who rule over us, meaning the government. The earth, then, is a hollow shell, approximately 800 miles thick in its crust. Then the opening would be simply hollow. And in that, we'd have what is known as the hollow earth. And inside, people could live and function without the deadly, harmful rays that are bombarding the surface of the earth. Are we purposely being held back from this language of light and the harmonic science of the ancients that could actually tell us all things, that we should know all things? Why should we have to go to school to learn? Because we sought the tree of knowledge. But in the tree of knowledge came forth good and evil, and we chose the evil, or someone chose it over us. Did you choose evil? I didn't. But I was forever shapen in iniquity and born into sin, into a world that I have no control over. I'm just one little drop in the oceanic of human existence upon the planet. And yet when we measure the depth and the comprehension of the carnal mind, we find that it's seeking constantly evil things. And who gave it to us? Why don't we seek good things? Why don't we pray? And why don't we fast? And why don't we return to the Creator with our whole heart? Because He said, the day you seek me with your whole heart. Are we out here in a jungle lost? Did He come seeking the lost? What were we lost from? From where did we come from and where did we go? Are we just a haphazard happening? Are we figments of someone's imagination without any overall direction and control? Have we been purposely, like I believe, that we have been dumbed down purposely and taken out of our mother tongue expression, which is light transference to the brain, which the brain is able to compute to a speed that no computer ever invented can have or has the capacity. When the whole brain is working, there's no computer that could be developed or invented that could match man's brain. And yet, we use computers to make up for the difference between the two-thirds of our stupidity expressed in one-third of our realization, because all we seek is evil. Did you know that 1 5-minute experience in the spirit world would equal 10 lifetimes of learning in the natural? Well, here we go. The things that we are talking about tonight make us think about what goes on and who's in control of what goes on in our life. Somebody's pre-planned Somebody has written a book of prophetic prophecy so accurate to its minute degree of revelation that if we could believe the things that are written, that some of the things that's been hidden would unfold and develop right before our noses, because the best place to hide the greatest secret of reality is right in front of the people's eyes. Because, you see, we seek the high, we seek the mighty, we seek the knowledge. And that's what Satan knew. Did you know that the government has owned these underground facilities and they're working feverishly around the clock to enhance, enlarge, and deepen these underground facilities? Why would they go underground? And then they tell you that making a nuclear fallout shelter would be an exercise in futility, that it would not help you any to survive a nuclear attack because of the long-range radiation that would expose humankind, even in a shelter designed to keep them safe. When in the 50s, that theology was to dig deep, harden your shelters, make ready, because at any moment a nuclear exchange could happen between foreign hostile powers versus the empire, the United States or Great Britain, or the West versus the East. When the Iron Curtain was penetrated and the walls came tumbling down, did it end the hostilities? Did it end the conspiracy to rule the world with evil people? No. Those walls were put there purposely to divide the people against other people so that we would be concentrating on that things that are presented to us in a framework of conditioning as the underground New World Order did its work to tighten the noose of slavery and ignorance and fear and superstition around the necks of the unsuspecting people of Yahweh. Now, underground bases, tunnels, and cities are now dominating much of the talk of those of us that are seeking the truth about things that our government and others seem to work very hard to keep a secret. Here we are trying to research and find out what they're keeping from us, because inquiring minds really want to know. Or as people begin to buy in to the poison apple of vaccinations, or for these terrible viruses that have been introduced, now we're being scared into thinking that there could become a very real situation of a pandemic that could begin flesh-eating diseases that would invade the population and destroy those who are not vaccinated or insulated or inoculated against these horrible things and possibilities. Are we being deliberately herded into becoming victims of the needle? Are we being purposely injected with mind-altering drugs? Is there a system that is injected into us, as some would suspect, that we're being tagged deliberately as animals in the kingdom of the elite and those who rule over us, that we are just little dumb sheep herded up and vaccinated or inoculated or conditioned and tagged an electronic sequence where that we could explode or dematerialize or die as a result in some type of triggering pandemic, epidemic that could come on as the result, not of the diseases, but the vaccinations to protect against the diseases. And some people would say, Pastor Buddy, preach it. You're on to it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know that we're in a minority when we think that. However, more and more people are beginning to not trust those who are in power, who have lied to us repeatedly in the past, and we keep falling for this scientific containment of a population, which is more important to them, in total control of those who are ignorant and fearful and superstitious and willing to trust the government to protect them, as we did in the 50s. We were lied to repeatedly. There was no test going on about the effects of atomic exposure to radiation and things of this nature when our troops and those in the civilian populations were exposed to downwind radiation that we're still paying for today. And then after the statute of limitations ran out, the government admitted that it had done secret tests and some people had died as a result. Some people. Ladies and gentlemen, if we had the number count since World War I, just World War I, not all the history, but since World War I up to this present day, of innocent people dying at the hands of the wicked who are out to control the world through these secret societies and financial controllers. They ain't got no trouble, ladies and gentlemen, hiding the truth about the true makeup of our planet. I'm telling you, when Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492 and discovered America, and we were made to believe that that was the first time that modern man or man in general had known about countries abroad, that is pure poppycock. There's evidence that we had traitors from the old country in America long before the time of Christ. 500 to 600 years, there's evidence that we have in 27 sites around America, in the Americas, where we have the Hebrew people, evidence of a Hebrew people speaking the Hebrew language, tablets, scrolls, and things of this nature, evidence of the divine covenant name of Yahweh in Los Lumas, New Mexico, laying out in the desert in a giant boulder with the name of Yahweh in Paleo Hebrew inscribed over in America prior to the time of Christ. The keepers of the secrets have had a lot of problems in keeping the civilized people of inquiring minds who want to know. First of all, deny and discount and discredit those things which would bring revelation that we're not alone in this world, and that the earth is not a solid sphere floating through space, and neither are the planets and the system that surround us, as well as our own here, that we are living in some of the things that the first big lies of the conspiracy is that they teach us that there's never been any evidence to indicate that there was anyone before us or that there's going to be anyone after us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a lie of the serpent to keep us ignorant, fearful, and superstitious and in slavery controlled by the efforts of those who seek to electronically entrap us, to dumb us down purposely, to keep us as dumb sheep herded up into a herd of fearful, superstition, ignorant people so that they can control. You say, well, who'd want to do that, Pastor Buddy? Everybody's got a chance. You can excel. There is no slavery. This is America, the home of the free and the home of the brave. And we've got a government that really loves us, and they're concerned about our national welfare and our health. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest sin that's ever been put upon man is the pharmaceutical industry that has turned this nation into a group of sick, unfortunate, miserable, unthankful, and unholy participants as they down daily the pharmaceutical poisonings of those things which are hatched up in the lab, not to heal, but to treat the symptoms, to cause other symptoms, to complicate the problem of the symptom that we had. And therefore, we manufacture and multiply and increase the miseries of a people, not only in this country, but other countries abroad, where other governments are prospering at the expense of the sickness and the disease and the poverty and the ignorance and the fear and the superstition of the unsuspecting sheeple as they go dumbly and blindly down through life to an early grave of misery and poverty, where one-third of the world's population control two-thirds of the people, where one-third of the population have 97% of its wealth in their pockets, when two-thirds of the, or 97% of the other has nothing but misery, fear, poverty, ignorance, slavery, and a control mind that's put into a box and told what to think. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can't think outside the box and see the realities of what I've talked about in the last 4 hours, then there's probably no hope for your mind ever escaping the clutches of the controlled conditioning of the mind traps, just like blind, dumb, stupid mice playing a game. And when the cats are toying with the blind mice in a whirl of things that seem right, but under the surface, when you examine, the whole story is not right. For that which appears to be is not, and that which appears to not be is. And when you can see beyond the length of your nose into the reality of truth and smell the coffee that's perking in reality, you'll know to drink from the fountain of revelation, that in this world, that in the last days, the mysteries of the heavens will be finished. You are in that end time generation, and today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Now you need to return to the old path. You need to present yourself a living sacrifice, not to the New World Order or the controllers of the evil, who will have nothing but intentions of stripping you of your intelligence, your wealth, and your resources, and gather them up in the treasure houses of the few that control the many. It's time that we begin to spread the wings as a giant eagle, and collectively together pull out of this mire of ignorance, fear, and superstition, and begin to ask the questions that beg the answers and look for them. Do we have the technology to go to the poles and examine these possibilities? Yes, we do. Has man gone there? There's evidence that he has. Is he talking? It's been clamped top secret. The governments of the world who have access to the South Pole and the North Pole, these are guarded areas that are religiously, zealously guarded, where that you and your entourage, if you was to have the wealth and the power to go, you would probably be forbidden. Just like we had a nuclear submarine that was examining the continental shelf. And this submarine was, according to some top secret leaks of those who knew, was exploring some of these deep areas into what we know as the hollow earth under the shelf. and it disappeared, but it was reported disappeared in open waters in the seas. It's never been heard from, and all of its crew was lost. This was several years ago. Some of the things that are coming to pass in the last days are for the very, very few that know that the gravitational pull is not the geometrical position that counts. In the center, in the geometrical sense of the world, it does not apply. It is the mass that attracts, and if the great mass of the earth is at its thick shell, it is the masses of that shelf, or the shell, that will attract, and not a mere geometrical point, which is not in the shell, but 2,900 miles away from it. The scientific evidence points that we've been duped by those who might profit from our ignorance. If the final mystery that's written in the Bible that will be revealed, this could possibly be the greatest mystery, that we're not alone, that there is a hollow earth, and that there are those who live inside, and those who are outside are in control of keeping you dumb and ignorant to the existence, so that they might feed off of the blood and the wealth and the power and the energies by these reptilian socialites that dance on the cosmic rays of our mind and blind us in the process to keep us ignorant and dumbed down and fearful and superstitious. Well, my time's come and gone. I got to get out of here. You listen to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. This is the final hour of a part four of the Hollow Earth. Now, if you'd like to have this series, you just write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's a Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight, and we'll discuss some of these great mysteries that man around the world now is discussing. These things are not done in a corner. More and more inquiring minds want to know. And if you listen to alternative talk radio, shortwave, if you listen to some of the conversation around the world, some of these things that we've talked about, secret bases, government, conspiracy, controllers, evil beings with conspiratorial intentions to keep us dumb, ignorant, fearful, and superstitious, all of this is beginning to be talked about in the last days. These things are coming forth as the front page news of alternative information. You won't get it in your mainstream because the controlled, conditioned press that is on the surface of this earth will not dare, they dare not to talk about this. Because not only are their livelihood at stake, but at stake to those who they cover for, which is the controllers of those who secretly seek to keep us dumb, ignorant, fearful, and superstitious, which is the fallen angels, which are the reptilians of the other worlds that we're talking about here. And they're bound somewhere. And, of course, the Bible gives you the evidence of where they're at. Now, think about this. And think about the things that are not as they seem, because there is a way that seems right, but the end thereof is fearful death, superstitious, and things of this nature. Think about the poles. Where are they? Why ain't they never been magnetically proven to be where they say they are? They're actually 2,180 miles moved in 200 years. Or less, they've moved 2,100 miles to the center of gravity at the point of the magnetic currents. Ladies and gentlemen, something is floating out there, and it is a conspiracy to conceal. And your inquiring mind needs to know. You're saved by knowledge, and you're destroyed for the lack of it. So let's ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask. Stand up and ask those questions that could save yourself and them that hear you. That's Pastor Buddy now. Telephone number tonight, if you'll call me, I'm live. This is the 28th day of May, Sunday, the 28th. I'm live on WWCR around the world. You can call me tonight at area code 423-626-2172. And that's area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to have the four-part series of The Hollow Earth with Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, just let me know. I'll be glad to send it to you in CD form. Well, now, next Sunday night, we will begin a new message next Sunday night. So stay tuned to Pastor Buddy and Shepherd's Call. And remember, Dr. Gary at 1-877-289-7439 for the Miracle 2 products and the things that he has to offer you. You need to call him and tell Dr. Gary that I sent you, Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. He is a faithful supporter here. Also, I'd like to give you Brother Paul's number in Michigan tonight. It's an 800 toll-free number, and it's StemTech health information. If you've ever heard of the T-cells or the stem cells, as they're called, this is one of the things that is now making inroads into the scientific community, and it's got the scientific community a buzz. You can call Paul for more information at 1-800-253-2748. Now, that's 1-800-253-2748. Or you can call Dr. Gary at 1-877-289-7439. For all those that join with us to help us and support us on the broadcast, many blessings to you out there. We don't forget you. I pray about you every day. You're in my mind and in my heart. You're holding my hands up to bring forth some of these revelation mysteries that we bring forth to you on the Shepherd's Call Radio broadcast. If you enjoy the broadcast, let me know. I need your encouragement. I need to hear from you. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. Or you can write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. And that's New Tazewell, Tennessee 37824 at Post Office Box 2284, and that's just simply Pastor Buddy. That's all you need. Get it on your cards or letters. Let me know that you want to hear the four-part series of The Hollow Earth, and I'll be glad to send them to you. Until next Sunday, on Live Around the World with the Shepherd's Call on the mighty voice of WWCR, Clear Channel, right out of Nashville, Tennessee, with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. We'll see you on down the line next time. Many blessings to you. Yahweh bless you.
Take our stand.